Average at best. I didn't think we were anywhere near the capabilities that we're capable of. But look, it is what it is. We've came down. We've worked hard. We've given away, in my opinion, two softish goals. We didn't hold the ball as well as we could have held it. But ultimately, Rovers were a better team on the night. Well, possibly, but at the same time, we're not going to make excuses. We're better than that tonight. But we did. Shamrock Rovers are well ahead of us, let's be honest about it. You know, they're a huge football club, as we are. They have players here that's playing here a long time. They're at home. We've players playing here for the first time. But look, it's a defeat. It's something we didn't see coming. We came here with a game plan, probably didn't execute it as well as we could have. The conditions had a bit to play in it in terms of getting a foothold in the game. But the players, I feel, give us everything. But tonight, it just wasn't enough. I think the penalty is harsh from my recollection of it. But the sending off, we can't dive in. Like, we can't dive in, whether it's a sending off or not. We still can't be undisciplined enough to dive into the second ball. But I think the game had gone by the sending off. But more importantly, I think when you look back on it, We can do more. We can do more, especially with the ball. I think the goals that we give away were soft. I think Rovers had more experience in how they won the game. But you know, we weren't great tonight. But at the same time, I didn't think there was that big a gulf in difference between the two clubs. I don't really care, to be honest. They scored. I don't care who scored. I don't care how he scored. They scored. If people want to showboat when they're 1-0 up and they're playing in front of a big crowd, that's up to them. I'm always happy with the work rate. I think the day and hour the boys have came to the club, they've given us everything. As I said last week, when we won, we'll not get carried away with our wins, and we'll certainly not get too low with our defeats. You know, this is certainly work in progress. There's nobody here tonight that's hurting more than the squad of players in that changing room. They're all quite down. They all know that we've all made mistakes, myself included, tonight. But ultimately, we have another game on Monday. We need the Derry supporters to get behind us, and we go out in the Brandywell trying to get another 3 points.
You glad you've got a quick turnaround and having a game so quickly?
No, I would rather have a week to get boys prepared. I would rather have more time, but you know, that's not the case. So we move on. It is what it is. We've lost tonight. I think the players have worked extremely hard, but in the end up, it wasn't enough.
It was going to be, you knew before the game, going to be such a intimidating atmosphere too, their new stand opening up, and the boys just didn't get going.
To be honest, I thought last week was more intimidating than coming down to Tala was. I think playing the Brandywell, when there's just as many as there was here tonight, to be honest. Look, the bottom line is, we're as big a club as Shamrock Rovers. Shamrock Rovers are at the top of the league a lot longer than us over the last couple of years. They have players with a lot more experience than us. But are we intimidated coming to Tala? Certainly not. You know, we're not intimidated to play anywhere, and we'll go and we'll take whatever we have to take in terms of our defeat tonight, but we'll move on. Last week we moved on from the UCD game very quickly, and tonight we'll move on from this one very quickly. This could be one of the best things to happen to us, because this shows where we need to get to. We need to have players that know how to play the game at that intensity. We need players that know when you're not. I don't think they've particularly played it that well tonight, either. But what they do have is experience in terms of knowing how to see out the game, capitalising on mistakes, and staying in the game until such times as mistakes happen. So there's a lot of positives for us. Look, I think when I look around the team tonight, I think there's a lot of positives, because a lot of people are playing in this league for the first time, but there's no excuses. A lot of positives, no excuses. We made mistakes and we were beat tonight by a better team.